Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, and happiness. Here we are on February 29th, which is the last day of February, and it is also a leap year. And today, to talk about taking control of your life and a few other things, but we're also going to talk about being successful while being black. So, what is success? What does everybody look at and think of when they think of a person being successful or a person living their dreams or a person actually acquiring, let's say, wealth or fame or fortune? Or in some cases, not even fame or fortune, just success in the fact that they're able to have a happy life and have a family and do the things that they've always dreamed of doing. For each person, success is a different thing. Well, there are different groups of people throughout the world that have always struggled to find success. Mind you, everyone has always struggled to find success. And some people that say they want success never find it. And some people that actually work very, very hard for success sometimes find it, but don't realize that they found it. One of the reasons is probably because they've put the emphasis on the wrong things to be successful for. But each person is different. Each person's ideology of success and mindset of what success means to them is different. So, hard thing to pin down when you talk about success and people and what actually brings success to a person or what success is. Because like I said, everyone sees success a little differently. Everybody has a different opinion of what success is. And for each person, even though they could be similar in a lot of ways, success may mean something different for that individual. Well, one of the races or ethnicities that's had a interesting time with success is people of the African-American culture. Now, mind you, again, success is an interpretation, and different people see success in different ways, as I said before. But African-Americans are people that all see success just like other people see success, but they've had other challenges, other hurdles, other difficulties that have shown their face and that have presented themselves in their goal, in their drive, and in their mission to obtain success. So I say again, Blossom, and everyone that's listening, what does success mean for you? What generates success? What do you feel is the requirements for you to obtain success, for you to experience success, for you to live a life that other people dream of or that other people want? Because like I said, each person sees success a little differently. So their microscope, their way of looking at success, could be very different. However, no matter what the differences are, we all want success on some level or another. I guess the point is, what are you really willing to do to obtain that success? What are you really willing to do to reach the success that you say you want to reach? And are you willing to do what's necessary to get you where you want to be as you pursue your goal, as you try to live your dream and all of the above? Because again, like I said, success means different things to different people. Well, in the African-American culture, I can't speak for all African-Americans because we're all different. But what I can say is that the only person that can actually tell you what success is you. The only person that can truly tell you if you've reached success or if you're even going to be close to reaching the level of success that you dream of, again, is you. And the only person that's going to get you, truly get you there, is you. So, success is a mindset. It's a mindset that you have to conquer and that you have to face and look at with your own eyes. And your own eyes need to see things as they are, and not necessarily as you want them to be. So, Blog Talk, what does success mean to you? Is it money? Is it health? Is it wealth? Is it, you know, having a nice car? Is it, you know, living a certain lifestyle? What is it? What is it to you? So, with that said, Blog Talk, with all of that, I'm going to talk about some of the things that you may find that are important. Again, first off, the person that can bring you success is you. The only person that knows whether you've reached success or not is you. You also need to have a scorecard. You need to realize what's truly important. Is money truly important to you? Do you have an entrepreneurial spirit? Are you the type of person that's going to go out there and make it happen, or are you the type of person that's going to sit back and wait for somebody else to bring it to you? Are you willing to do what's necessary? Do you have faith in yourself? That's another thing that really victimizes a lot of people. They make themselves victims. Why do they do that? Because they're waiting for someone else to answer the question. They're waiting for someone else to solve the problem. They're waiting for someone to give them approval instead of taking the leap, instead of stepping out on their own and creating that success that they say that they want, instead of creating that environment or that beautiful plus that they all say that they want to have in order to have success. Again, Blog Talk. Again, listeners to the Zernian Show. What generates that feeling of success? Do you have the belief in yourself to do the things that you need to do? Men and women throughout the ages, all races, all sexes, all genders, all preferences have achieved success. And everybody in one way or another has experienced some type of success. Now, what that success is, again, like I said, it's going to be different for each person. But one of the main things that's going to help you to succeed is belief. Another thing is that's going to help you to succeed is knowing that what you're doing is worth doing. You know, to have a cause, to have a reason, and then to have a way to get there. Again, most things don't happen unless you have a plan. So you need to get a plan. You need to put a plan in place and then, what is it, plan your work and work your plan. If you're looking for wealth, then that's part of your plan. You need to put things in place that are going to give you wealth. If you're looking to have a happy family, again, that takes work and it takes a plan. And you also need to make sure, especially when you're dealing with people and or relationships, be it your loved ones or be it people that you're going to work with, that you are compatible. That each person in the relationship or each person in the relationship isn't just a love relationship. That each person in the association has something to give. Everybody has different skills. Everybody has different qualities. And those different skills and qualities help to bolster and support the overall effort of the team. And ladies and gentlemen, you are a team. You are working together, hopefully, for one goal, and you are on the same page. Communication is another thing. Please understand that there are toxic people that are always going to be around you. Understanding that is part of the solution to fixing any problem that could come up. If you do not have good, solid communications with the people that are on your team, you are subjecting yourself to failure. You are subjecting yourself to not be successful at the tasks and the goals in which you're trying to attack, at the things in which you want to bring to fruition. So, it is very, very important for you to have that plan and to have people that you can work with and trust, and have people that are competent in their areas or are willing to learn what is necessary and do what's necessary to reach a certain level of success in the goals and in the things that you're planning on doing or that you are doing. So we've got a plan. We've got a team together. Now, do we have in that team and in that plan, we need to make sure that we have clear and decisive goals. We also need to understand that things are going to change. Things will happen in the course of your plan. Things will happen in the course of your execution of your plan that can get in your way. So you need to realize what you want to do, and then you need to make a plan to do it. Now, in a lot of cases, a lot of people have a whole bunch of different dreams, a whole different way of looking at things. One person wants to go left, one person wants to go right, one person wants to do this, one person wants to do that. Here's the thing. Once you guys have actually come up with a goal or come up with how you want to do whatever it is, the team needs to all be focused on that goal. They need to all be thinking in an altruistic way about different ways that they can reach and succeed at that goal. There are books. There are magazines. There are other things out there. For African Americans, you have Black Entrepreneur, which is a magazine that talks about business and it talks about the success stories. But you don't really want to necessarily look at all the success stories. You want to look at the how. You don't want to look at the person's big house or big car. You want to look at what they did and how they did it to get where they need to get, and then make the necessary adjustments so that you can copy what they've done, so that you can learn from their successes to create a success for yourself. And a positive mindset and a positive attitude are also going to be major keys that are going to help you get where you need to get to make sure that you reach your goal. Understand that failure is the process of learning how to succeed. As you fail, you're going to learn how to succeed. You're going to pick up different traits and different things that you can do to point you in the right direction so that you can achieve the things that you want to achieve, so that you can have the goals and reach the goals that you want to reach. Again, so we have a plan. We have partners. We have a clear goal to get there. We have faith. We have belief that what we're going to do is going to work, and we've come up with a consolidated plan, and we've got the buy-in that we need. Now, from there, with that belief, you need to understand that it's not going to happen in a day. You guys have heard me say on many occasions, success is not in a straight line. Success is a series of adjustments, corrections, and different things that you need to do to put you in the right place. Understand that not everybody is a person that can work for somebody else. Not everybody is a person that can be a time card puncher, you know, or be subservient to someone else. But understand that in order for you to have a successful business, you are going to have to bow down to someone. You're going to have to give in to someone, even if it's new. Even if what you're doing is brand spanking new, there's still times when you're going to have to humble yourself and accept the fact that you can't do it all right? Yes, a one-man shop can do many things. However, couldn't you do a lot more if you had a lot more help? Also, again, as I said before, we need to find our strengths. Me, myself, I've done many things in my lifetime. You know, I've worked a regular job. I've worked with mom and pops. I've been in the military. I've been in law enforcement. I've done a lot of things. But as we go, we find that we all need to make little adjustments and little perks, tweaks and things like that as we move forward. So I'm not going to talk about the people that I know that are successful, because their successfulness is not necessarily going to help you. You need to go to your particular industry and figure out what people have done in your industry that's going to help you. Find someone that resonates with you, someone that achieves the success that you want to achieve, and how did they do it? What things did they put in place to give them that edge? What things did they put in place that helped them to achieve that goal that you want to achieve? And from that, you can get a lot of information and a lot of success. You can look at the different magazines. Ladies and gentlemen, you hear me say this all the time. Put down the book if it's not going to serve you. Because guess what? If you get to where you want to be in your life, you'll have all the time in the world to read all the books in the world. All right? You'll be able to do it at your schedule, not in between your drive to work, not in between your making dinner. You'll be able to do what some of the richer people in the world can do. And what is that? They can actually adjust and buy back their time. The time that they would have spent wasted on washing clothes, somebody else will wash those clothes. The time that they would have spent cleaning their house, someone else will clean the house. Someone is always looking. There are people that want to have success, that want to live their dreams, and there are some people that are very happy to do subservient-type jobs, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with working as hard as you can every day for a living. But understand that to have that be your choice is different than having it be a necessity. Most of us that work, we work by necessity. We don't work by choice. Most of us that work, we work, again, by necessity. We don't work because we love to do what we do. Most kids that go to school or go to college, when they graduate from college, they're not doing what they went to college for. They're doing some other job. Why? Because that other job is paying whatever it is that they needed to pay, or that other job is what's available at the time when they were looking for a job, and now they need a job to adjust it. Don't let that be you. success is something that is very obtainable, be it that you're looking for success in a spiritual realm, a relationship, a business, an association, fitness, health, you know, a sport, an activity, any of those things you can have success in. But also understand that each time that you achieve success, you're reaching for the next thing that's going to bring you success. Success on one-shot deal. Now, having a lot of money could be somewhat of a one-shot deal. Why? Because by earning all that money, it allows you to do other things. Having money, ladies and gentlemen, is not the root of all evil. Having money opens you up to being able to do other things that you may want to do and to help other people that you want to help. I think a lot of people are brainwashed into the mindset that they think by having money, it makes them evil or it makes them bad or it's not a good thing to do. Ladies and gentlemen, again, if you are the type of person that if you gain wealth, if you gain money, if you gain, you know, that type of ability, you can use those tools to help millions, hundreds, thousands of other people that can really use your help over someone that isn't going to ever help anybody else and isn't going to ever step up. You can be that guiding light. You can be that tool. You can be that person that is going to help out, you know, somebody that truly needs your help over somebody that has the money, has the resources, and will not lend a hand. Wealth is just not about money. Please understand that. Also, there are levels of trust that we all need to get out on, and we all need to step out on that limb on occasion and believe and trust and understand that the world is constantly rebuilding itself, that you need to constantly rebuild yourself, that you need to constantly adjust and understand that in that adjustment you will grow, and in that growth you will become a better, stronger, brighter, faster, all of the above person, because those are the things that are going to help you. So wealth, again, isn't about money. Wealth is also about education. But remember, if you have education and that education isn't used, then that education is worthless. Why? Because you're not using the knowledge that you have to move forward and to create the type of life that you need to create. This is leap year. Leap year only comes around every once in a while, okay? So since leap year only comes every once in a while, this is a great opportunity because this is the last February 29th that there's going to be in a long time. However, every day you wake up, you have an opportunity to do fantastic and wonderful things. You have an opportunity to change the lives of someone else. You have an opportunity to live your dreams and to step your game up and to be a bigger, better, brighter person than you are now. It's not based on size. It's not based on your sex. It's not based on your education. It's not based on your learning. It's based on your ability to do the right thing and your drive and desire to help others so that they can succeed as you have succeeded, so that they can move forward as you have moved forward. These are things that are going to become assets to you. Each of us has a series of different gifts. Most of us are not going to use a smidgen of those gifts. They say that the average person, even some of the smartest people in the world, use less than 10% of their brains. Has anybody ever wondered what the other 90% is for? We don't know. And I think that that other 90% is capable of making us do things that we could never think of doing before. I think that other 90% is capable of mending the body, you have God to mend the spirit. But I think that there's a whole bunch of things that if we were actually be able to truly look into the abilities of a human being to really reach the potential in which people can reach, that we would be amazed in wonder at the actual abilities that we have that are lying dormant. Why? Because we don't have the belief or the faith to step it up and move up to that next level, to graduate not only on a physical realm, but on a metaphysical realm, in the areas that are going to help us to reach those goals that most of us can't even fathom right now. I mean, think of it this way. Think of a person who has $1 billion net worth. That person's life and your life are so different that it's probably comical. Looking at the average person's life and looking at somebody who has that type of wealth, that type of power, and that type of influence is probably comical. Most people that I know are living to survive. They're living from check to check, paycheck to paycheck. They may have a little bit of money, or they may think that they have some position and some status, and you really have nothing. All right? You have a job. All right? There's a job. A job is something that you need to go to on average Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Now, your hours may vary, but you're working a job. What are you trading again when you work that job? You're trading money for time. Here's the deal. That will never be a fair trade. And the reason that that will never be a fair trade is because no matter how much money somebody gives you, you never buy back time. Now, you can put yourself in a position where you can use the time more effectively, or you can get people to, you know, allow you through your efforts or through their efforts to where you don't have to do certain tasks because you're paying someone else to do it. But can you get back time? Answer, no, you cannot get back time, not a second. A minute or a second wasted is wasted forever. You cannot get it back. There's nothing that you can do to recapture that time. Ladies and gentlemen, life is an adventure. And most of us are not travelers. Most of us are not experiencing life. Most of us are not taking advantage of the tools that we have to make our lives better. Most of us are not rich. We're not rich in spirit. We're not rich in action. We're not rich in knowledge. We're not rich in anything. All we are is living mundane lives, doing mundane jobs, and not stepping it up, not living to our potential. You've heard me say this on several occasions. Most of us are a sad shadow of what we could be. So everybody, the wealth is within you. The greatness is within you. But you need to step it up. You need to get involved. You need to get in the game. You need to get on the field. All right? Again, if you're looking for any type of inspiration, there are hundreds of stories out there about people who have changed their lives, about people who have taken life by the hand and just done everything that they can do. But understand that, again, it's not about money, all right? It is not about that little piece of green paper. You know, in Black Enterprise, they did a thing called Rising Stars, 40 and Under, the Next Generation of Women of Power. That's a powerful thing. Another article that they have is Manage Your Money Like a Man, Negotiate a Line of Credit for Your Business. These are things that you need to read. Stop reading these dramas that aren't going to do anything for you. Stop looking at these things that aren't going to help you. There's a young man who I'm actually going to be doing an interview on Friday called Lack. Lack is what I would call a positive hip-hop artist. He's a positive hip-hop artist, and everything that he does in a positive and upbeat way. I mean, this gentleman is a trendsetter. You know, also, we need to be prepared and we need to gain wealth so that we have wealth in our lives and wealth for life. You need to be able to cope with those unexpected health issues. Ladies and gentlemen, most people don't have enough money to get through the next couple of months. So if you don't have enough money to get through the next couple of months, what are you going to do when something drastic happens? What are you going to do when you lose that means of pay? What are you going to do when things don't quite work out or you lose your job? Right now we're in one of the worst job situations ever in the history of the United States. I'm not saying it hasn't been worse in the past. What I'm saying is that it's bad. So we need to do things to put ourselves in a position where we can move forward and do the things that we need to do. Understand that you have people, heroes throughout your particular culture, no matter what your ethnicity, that have suffered many, many things for you to do, especially the black race. This is a group of people that in most cases were brought here in slavery but have worked and done everything. They built the railroads. They did a whole bunch of things. You have the Tuskegee Airmen. You have the Buffalo Soldiers, not only the Buffalo Soldiers of the Cavalry, but you have the Buffalo Soldiers of the 92nd Division who fought against Mussolini and Hitler and these particular individuals. Ladies and gentlemen, you have a rich legacy that you need to move on. We need to get out of this ghetto mentality and move forward. We need to create strategic alliances with other businesses so that we can grow. We need to have faith in what we're doing and do what we need to do. We need to plan our work and work our plan. All right? We need to think like people of power and stop acting like victims. We need to look at our lives and go back forward. Again, this gentleman I was talking about, Lack, the MC, he talks about black women in Congress. It's a beautiful thing. If you get a chance, look him up. I believe his name is Larry. They call him Larry Lack Harrison, Henderson. But anyway, again, it's a beautiful thing. Ladies and gentlemen, when you get a chance, www.izigg.com/zsuccess. Look at that website. Look at the power of that particular thing and move forward with your life. This will also be on the website. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, people, we need to step up. We need to step the game up, and we need to make this world a better and a beautiful place. Thank you for listening to The Zurian Show, and everybody have a great and wonderful day. As always, I thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. Again, that website is www.izig.com/zsuccess. So that's www.zsuccess. Thank you very much again, Blog Talk, for listening. And as always, I am humbled to have you listen to me. Thank you and have a great time. Take care.